General Motors confirmed today that it will halt production at 5 manufacturing plants in North America. Assembly sites in Ohio, Michigan, and Ontario will all see their production stop after December 2019, as well as production at 2 transmission plants in Maryland and Michigan. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So this is a 15% cut in GM's salaried workforce. How many thousands of workers are we talking about here?
So it looks like about 8,100 of what they call salaried or white-collar professionals, and another 6,600 from the factories. Mm-hmm. But those factory workers, they may have a chance to transfer to other facilities. So we're not 100% sure on the numbers, but it's a pretty big number considering where we are in terms of auto sales right now, which is a pretty good year.
And GM is saying that these plants that we just mentioned are going to be halting production. They're not using the word closing. Is there a difference, or is this just like the beginning of a closing?
I keep reading into this. I talked to an auto analyst who said the assembly plant in Ontario, Canada, the Detroit and the Ohio one are going to likely shutter by the end of mm-hmm. next year. These are places that are producing some brands like Chevy Impala, the Chevy Volt, the Buick LaCrosse, the Cadillac CT6, and the Chevy Cruze. These are what they are saying are underperforming vehicles in the whole portfolio of the GM family.
And the Volt is the electric car that they have.
Yeah, and that's the one that's a little bit weird because they are trying to, I guess, redeploy some of this money, right? Because the company says it's going to save about $6 billion by the end of 2019. And what they're hoping to do is, I think, take some of that money and spend a lot of it to really invest in electric. I think what's really going to be tough, though, is that for almost every company, the really hard part of electric is finding a vehicle that is compelling to have U.S. consumers specifically buy them. I mean, think about these huge auto sales numbers of the last 4 years. They are driven, by SUVs, the biggest gas guzzlers out there. So it's not clear that the public wants those electric cars as much as the companies want to get there.
Okay, so back to what you mentioned earlier on, which is that auto sales have been pretty good. What's going on? Why is this happening now? This is going to have a big effect on a lot of these communities in the industrial Midwest.
Yeah, I looked it up. 2015, 16, 17, and 18 are four of the five biggest years for all auto production. I think the problem is that now it looks like it's going to sort of level off and creep a little bit lower. While the company did not say, hey, we are doing this because we think the economy is going to crater next year, there has to be some forethought about the growth level right now, probably likely to slow in 19 and in 20. And as Mary Barra, the CEO, said, she's like, look, I want to do this while we're doing well, not when we have to, when things are going badly.
I have to imagine that for people who are getting laid off from GM, they'll not be happy to see that the stock is up after this news.
Oh, I mean, it's just that's like the cruelest thing. But when a company saves money and has the ability to essentially pay people to get off the payroll who are going to cost them more in the long run, mm-hmm. it is good for the stock price. So right at the moment the announcement was made, it was about a 6% pop almost immediately.
Mm. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Thank you.